Hi, my name's Ian Spencer and my call sign's Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and I often hear blind amateurs mention that they would like a talking multimeter, and there have been a number of them available on the market over the years, but there's one from China. I won't say it's a professional instrument, but it's certainly good enough for all the things we normally measure around the shack, and it's extremely cheap and it voices almost everything. And it's the A3009, and mine comes from a firm called Aining. And here in Europe, it costs about €25, which is probably less than £20 in the UK and probably under $30 in the States. It's quite small. It's called a multimeter pen, and it's an A3009. And I think it has an advantage over normal multimeters in that you hold it in your hand like a pen. So the positive probe is always at the end of the part you're holding in your hand, and there's a lead that plugs into the top of it, which has the negative probe on it, which you can connect to the chassis or to whatever negative point you need to use. So there's no possibility of mixing up which lead is negative and which is positive. Now let me just do a quick description. It's about 17 centimetres long. It's square, so each side is 2 centimetres approximately. And on the back of it, there is about halfway down a little clip, which if you pull it, opens the battery compartment, and it takes a single 1.5 volt AAA or AAA size cell. And on the opposite side, the top, I suppose you would say, there is the display and the controls. And going from the top of the pen multimeter, where the negative lead plugs in, as you come down, you come to a row of 3 buttons. The first one is the power and function button. The second one is a hold button. And the third one is the NLP button, which has special functions. And then you come to a LCD display, then a signal indicator LED, and then eventually to the positive tip. And they supply it with a number of different tips. They also supply a crocodile clip where you can plug the negative probe into the end of the crocodile clip and then clip the crocodile clip onto the metalwork of whatever you're testing. Now, as I say, this is not a top-of-the-range instrument. It voices almost everything, and it can measure DC voltage, AC voltage, resistance, capacitance. It has a diode test range, and it does also show temperature, but it doesn't actually voice the temperature. The only thing it doesn't include, it doesn't measure DC or AC current. It is auto-ranging, so once you switch it on, it's in auto, and it can automatically detect whether you're trying to measure a voltage or whether you're trying to measure a resistance. And as I say, it's auto-ranging, so you don't have to select a particular resistance or voltage range. If you want to measure capacitance or diodes, you have to select that, but you can also select DC voltage and AC voltage using the function button, as I'll explain in a moment. And the ranges it offers are AC voltage range 0.8 to 1000 volts, DC voltage range 0.8 to 700 volts, resistance range 0.1 ohms to 600 megohms, and the various capacitance ranges go from 10 nanofarads up to 60 microfarads. So let's start the demo. It does speak with a very strong Chinese accent, but it's, for me anyway, perfectly understandable. Let me switch it on.
Already on, auto mode.
So it says it's already on, well it is now, and it's in auto mode. Now I'm going to connect it to a 9 volt battery. It's actually a nickel hydride rechargeable, so it's not going to be 9 volts, it's going to be 8 point something volts.
DC 8.81 volt.
So it says DC 8.81 volts. Now, while still on the auto range, I'm going to connect it to a resistor.
30.80 thousand ohm.
So 30.8K it says. Yeah, these are pretty cheap, horrible resistors that I bought in a mass lot, so they're not very accurate. Let's try a 680 ohm resistor, 5%.
0.691 thousand ohm.
691 ohms. So, well within its 5% tolerance. And it can also measure short circuits, which it does with a buzzer. So if you want to check for short circuits, now, if I want to measure capacitance, I have to put it on the capacitance range. So I'm going to press the function button once.
DC voltage.
It goes to the DC voltage range. On this range, it will only measure DC voltage and not resistance.
AC voltage. Capacitance measurement.
So now I'm on the capacity measurement range. On all the ranges, it waits until the reading has settled down before it speaks the value. That's usually pretty quick on voltage and resistance. It can take a bit longer on capacitance.
.592 nanofarad.
So 592 picofarads. And it also got a diode test range. So I'll switch it to the diode test range.
DC voltage, AC voltage, capacitance measurement, diode measurement.
And on the diode measurement range, in the high resistance position, it will say nothing. So if I connect it up in the high resistance direction, then I just basically see nothing at all and it doesn't voice anything. When I connect to the low resistance, it will actually tell me what the voltage drop will be across this diode.
0.582 volt.
So 0.582 volts, just over half a volt. It's a silicon diode. So there we go. That's a fairly simple demonstration of what's a pretty simple to use multimeter. And the last thing is just to turn it off. And you do it in the same way as you turn it on. To turn it on, you held the power button down for a short time until it spoke. To turn it off, you do the same thing.
It's about to enter steady state.
Well, I think that's supposed to be entering standby state. Anyway, it's turned off. If you leave it too long without turning it off, then it will start warning you that you haven't turned it off by beeping. And if you ignore that warning, then after 5 minutes, it will automatically turn off. From this website page, you can also download a copy of the manual for the multimeter, where I've replaced the photos with a walk around of the various characteristics of this multimeter, its battery compartment, its function buttons, and so on.